Cook makes the tackle.
10:20 left in the fourth quarter. Ugly trails by 14, 29-15. With the exception of the Menominee game, this is nearly the closest game Harbor Beach has been in all season. Past three games, they scored 50-plus points. They currently sit at 29. It's a handoff right at the middle to number 12. He has room to run by a lead to the 10-yard line to the 5, and he is tripped up right at the 1-yard line, just shy of the touchdown. Harbor Beach with a shoestring tackle at the 1-yard line. Brian Bland with a 33-yard scamper from the 33, I should say the 34, all the way down to the 1-yard line.
Nice job by Eli Kraft to save the touchdown. I personally, Clark, I completely disagree. I thought Bland was clearly across the goal line.
I really didn't have a good look at it, and regardless, they're on the 1-yard line of Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach looking at Charlie said, what happened there? First and goal from the 1-yard line for the Bearcats. They only need a yard to punch it in.
That's not the first time Bland on this drive has smacked him with a nice gain.
Sweeney under center. Three men in the backfield working off the left hash on the far right side of your radio. It's a handoff to number 5. Kurikowski is into the end zone, standing up. Touchdown, Ugly. It's yet again a one-possession game. It's now Ugly 21, Harbor Beach 29.
And number 5, Kirk Kabaski goes into the end zone untouched as Harbor Beach sort of blitzed up the middle, anticipating Haig there, the big fourth down, or big fourth and short, third and short guy to get the ball. Kabaski got it around the outside and nobody home to even try and stop him short.
It took him 3 minutes and 37 seconds to score in that last drive and 6 plays, and now Lowler boots it right through the uprights for the extra point, and now it's Harbor Beach 29, Ugly 22. 9 minutes and 35 seconds remain until this one's in the books, and we're going to have a great story right down to the finish. You're tuned to WLEW.
Hey everybody, I'm Jarrett Price, new guy over here at the Volume Dealer in the Thumb. More motor sales in Carroll. Wow, do we have the minivans. We have them starting in the low 20s for the value conscious buyer, all the way up to the luxurious Town & Country Limited. We have the largest selection of Thumb and service second to none. It's all down at More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. See why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll. See you soon.
At More Motor Sales of Carroll, the Volume Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer and undisputed minivan capital of the Thumb.
Three possessions all resulted in touchdowns. Ugly with a touchdown, Harbor Beach with a touchdown. Ugly responds one more time, mostly in part due to a 33-yard run from Brian Bland. Gets him down to the 1-yard line, and Kabaski pushes it into the end zone. Now a 7-point game, 29-22. Harbor Beach trying to hang on to this one. Ugly has different thoughts, trying to ruin this Pirate homecoming.
Both teams have an advantage here in the fourth quarter, Clark, and I know Harbor Beach has a 7-point advantage, but Ugly, not bothered by the wind, is going to be into the wind the rest of this quarter. Harbor Beach, on the other hand, downwind, so let's see if Coach Shelke goes back and opens up the playbook a little bit more.
And Ugly goes for the onside kick. It gets across, and the hands team out there looks like number 3. Colin Cook jumps on it right at the 44-yard line. The rule is it needs to go 10 yards. It went about 15 when all said and done. Harbor Beach gets a lucky break there and recovers the onside kick. And they have a short field to work with. 46 yards, 56 yards for a score.
Coach Kaufman actually caught the Harbor Beach special teams a little bit off guard. Good job by Colin Cook, as he looked like a shortstop there as he waited for the ball to come to him, as he made a play on it and corrals it, falls on it. No chance for that ball to squeak out on him.
First and 10 for the Pirates at their own 44-yard line. It's a handoff to number 7, Derek Huff. Breaks three tackles into Ugly territory. The first tackle was at the 50. The second one was at the 45. And finally brought down to the 38. That's a gain of 17. And move the chains, Harbor Beach.
Derek Huff punishing defenders on his way through on that run, on that carry. Eventually, he was wrestled to the ground by number 11, Austin Rothy.
Colin Cook checks out of the game. 9:20 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach with a 7-point lead and the ball at the Ugly 38-yard line. T formation for the Pirates. Kraft is under center. Reidner, Huff, and that's Ginther to the right as the handoff to Pop one more time. Same hole, same result. Another 13 yards this time out to the 25-yard line. Breaks through the right guard hole and has green space in front of him before the secondary probably can bring him down.
That's back-to-back plays. Nick Sweeney just can't bring him down as Derek Puff has gone with a full head of steam and just putting the head down and running people over on his way there. Eventually, 67, Tyler Drapeski brought him down.
25 yards to go. They're on the edge of the red zone of ugly territory. First and 10, 8:45 left in the fourth quarter. 7-point lead for the Pirates, 29-22. Kraft keeps for himself around the left end. Out to the 15-yard line, breaks free out to about the 8-yard line until he's brought down by a horde of ugly players. From the 8-yard line, that one started at the 25. That's a 17-yard gain for Eli Kraft around the left end.
Eventually, Nick Sweeney trips him up, makes the tackle.
Upper Beach with 279 yards rushing so far, 21 plays. Kraft has 92, Derek Pump 135. Ubley has 261 rushing. So 18 yards shy of Harbor Beach's numbers on rushing so far is Ubley. As Kraft rolls to his right side, he's caught in the backfield by a couple of Ubley players. Read that one from the get-go. Loss of two on the play. And it brings up first and goal from the 10-yard line. Second and goal, excuse me.
Number 20, David Rakowski, makes the tackle in the backfield.
First and goal from the 10-yard line, working off the right hash is the Pirates on the left side of your radio. 7:45 left in the fourth quarter. 7-point differential, 29 Harbor Beach, Ubley 22 in Harbor Beach. Receiver wide to the left, two men in the backfield with a tight end to the left. It's a handoff to Reitner, punishing the Ubley defense. Rumbles across the end zone, and it's touchdown Harbor Beach. T.J. Reitner in the books with his first touchdown of the night. Now makes it Harbor Beach 35, Ubley 22.
Great play call there by Coach Shelke as he calls over his quarterback after that play, noticing that if Eli Kraft would have handed the ball off to Reitner last play, they probably would have scored on the last play as they were completely guessing that Eli Kraft was going to keep that ball himself. He calls over the young quarterback and says, hey, man, hand it off to your big man and let him run up the middle, and that's exactly what he did as Reitner runs over a couple guys to get across into the end zone.
Nick Hessling out there for the extra point. This one is up, and it is good by about 30 yards. And now it's Harbor Beach 36, Ubley 22. You're tuned to WLEW.
Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. You probably knew that already, but what you may not know is that I have joined the ranks of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. As a trusted advisor, I can make sure your future is protected in the proper forms. Insurance can be confusing. Trust me, I know. But what I can do is help you understand your insurance coverage, what you have, but more importantly, what you need. I hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. When it comes to insurance, let me help you. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. On the web at clarkramsey.com.
It's 36-22, Harbor Beach with a 14-point lead. The past four possessions have resulted in touchdowns, two for each team. It took 2 minutes and 5 seconds for Harbor Beach to score on that last drive in five plays and about 45 yards due to that onside kick conducted by Ubley on that last kickoff.
Yes, Ubley's defense kind of had their backs to the wall a little bit as Harbor Beach basically had the ball at midfield, but all in all, a good drive there by Harbor Beach. They didn't put the ball in the air once at all. The running game worked really well.
Nick Hessling sends this one down to the 9-yard line into Sweeney's hands. The number 40, Kyle Kramer, leads Sweeney at the 18-yard line. So Ubley has 82 yards for a score to keep this into one possession game with 7:25 left in the fourth quarter.
With Hessling's leg putting and kicking that ball so deep, it gives a it does the opposite respect as what happened to Harbor Beach in the last year. Harbor Beach pins Ubley way back in the less than the 20-yard, at least about the 18, where on the last drive Harbor Beach started at almost midfield. So Ubley's offense is going to have to go a long ways to put points up on the board this time.
And they're into the wind, causing some havoc for any passing game in the nation. This is a handout to the right side to number 5, Kaboski. out to the 22-yard line.